So I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
No. Since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
He's quickly become one of the biggest leaders.
Really resonate with him.
He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always a cutting edge.
And most importantly, he walks the talk.
I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short. And you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
In this video, I want to share with you a very important trait that you must develop, not just as an entrepreneur, but as a human being. The reason why I say this is because I myself have been going through this really crazy time. Now when I look back, I almost can't believe I actually did that, or I actually didn't experience or didn't express what I should have. And it is the power of forgiveness. Okay, and I'm gonna share with you a couple of stories as to why that's super important. A lot of the times when I'm speaking to prospects and I'm speaking to clients, I have an events company, right? So as I'm doing these events, I would meet people and I will figure out what's holding them back. It's not a lack of that they're smart, that they're not smart, that they don't have talent, that they don't have hard work. It's the fact that they don't actually forgive, or they haven't forgiven themselves in a past relationship, past transaction, in a past venture, whatever the case is. They've just been holding on to it. And sometimes you find this with very successful people, made a lot of money, but then they've also made a few mistakes and they haven't let go, okay? And that was actually me, okay? Because I remember about a year ago or so, I came to this realization and awareness that I was talking really negatively towards me, not to the outside world, just towards me. And what had happened was, you know, I had invested into startups. So when you make a lot of money, you start investing in lots of crazy things. And I've spent millions of dollars in investing in different asset classes. But the one asset class that haunted me, should I say, for lack of a better term, was the startup world. But there was this one specific company that had poured in about $600,000 cash. And that investment went to zero. And it wasn't the investment in itself I was affected by. It was the self-negative talk that I would carry out on myself. It's so funny, as I'm telling you this, I'm remembering. I would tell myself, you know, I forgive the people that, you know, I did business with, whatever. I forgive myself, but I can't forgive myself for making that stupid mistake, for making that stupid investment. But now I'm just a lot more cautious, because that was a big lesson. And until you, one, forgive yourself, two, you pluck out the wisdom and the lessons that you've discovered that will now help me turn this whole story into part of my life, into part of an asset that I can share with others. And I want to end with this, because this is something that has truly helped me so much. Forgiveness is releasing the prisoner within you, because at the end of the day, when you don't forgive, you are the prisoner. You know, there's that story of Nelson Mandela when he was wrongly imprisoned for like 20 something years or 30 years, and his kid died, I think, and he didn't even attend the funerals. And then when he went to get freed in the courtroom, he requested that the men that put him behind bars for them to show up. And he said, if I don't forgive these guys, then I'd still be a prisoner. And so ask yourself, where are you a prisoner? Identify it. Step one. Step two, tell yourself that you will forgive them and have that emotion come up so that you can really let go and release it. And then three, ask yourself, what are the lessons that you've learned that you can now impart on others? And that will give you a newfound meaning. I promise you, it's so empowering to know that one, I wasn't the only one that this happened to, because I asked a lot of my mentors when I opened up to them, and I thought these guys will judge me, but they were the last to judge. They said, welcome to business. This is how the world works, and you have to just keep moving forward. The second thing was, now that's going to be part of your story. Now you're going to be able to educate and empower others and hopefully help them avoid the mistakes that you've made. And so if you're in a stage where you wake up and, you know, you're holding on to past You're holding on to the past. You're holding on to stuff that happened a long time ago. Just get to that stage where you can just start forgiving, okay? It's literally one of the most powerful things that you can do for your personal development. And isn't it crazy? You go to school, college, university, and I can't remember learning about the power of forgiveness and healing and all of this stuff. So I hope someone listens to this, and if there's one person that gets something out of it, I'm happy. And I shall be speaking to you. And bye for now.
All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shakir.com. That's shakir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own million-dollar business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you in the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.